You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
I have no time for children's games.
And Daryl.
Is it hot in here? You know what? It's probably me.
Greetings and welcome to episode 108 of The Training Dummies, recorded on October 13th, 2015. My name is Daryl, and I'm busy doing shots of maple syrup right now. And with me this evening is my
Canadian.
Exactly, is my bro host with the most. Yep, Rob. And that other person there, as you may know from some other podcast, is Dave, a.k.a. Seraphis. Hello, sir.
It says I'm supposed to applause.
No, we'll get the applause.
Oh.
Yeah, the applause. That's
I got the canned applause.
No, that's Twitter.
No, Twitter. Twitter applause. That's
Twitter bought in for you.
Oh, man. You wouldn't even let me do it live. You had to pull in the canned audio. It's like a... It's like a laugh track.
No, it's real.
You know what?
Totally.
I feel like I need to get laugh tracks for my podcast now.
Yeah.
Like an awkward laugh track, though.
So you sent a picture on Twitter just a minute ago. I reshared that. So if anybody wants to see the links that we are going through this evening to make this happen, it is unreal. And this is just a glimpse of what you have to look forward to with the show tonight and BlizzCon. Right?
The important thing is I've MacGyvered this thing, and it's working.
It's been a while since we've had you on, and the last time we talked about Death Knights, and I think, I don't know at that time if we were doing interview questions, but because we like you and because, as if people don't know who you are and what you do, we'll take a minute to explore that side of you.
Oh, I have a side.
Everybody has a side.
All right.
When did you start playing, and what would you consider your current main?
Well, I started about 6 months before Vanilla was released in the closed beta, and right now my main is a Death Knight, because that's really the only class that matters. And by the way, I have to say, I love that you had a lot of Death Knight podcasts.
I know, right? It was a...
It's been fantastic. I've actually re-listened to the Blood DK one a couple times.
Nice.
I feel like I know Blood DK pretty well, but man,
he's
a rad guest, man.
I am not sure how he's doing the Breath of Cinder, because I can't get my multi-strike up high enough to support that build.
No, he said they nerfed the whole change of Cinder Ghost thing, but I think back in a day long before this one, you could keep that thing up for quite a while.
Yeah, I just can't get my multi-strike high enough for that, so I think I'm going to stick with Defile.
Yeah, I tried LFR with Cindergosa and was like, nope. Sorry.
At your answer for this next one, I'm not sure I want to ask it, but what is the origin of the name Seraphis?
Well, I mean, I did go out on a date with your mom.
Well, yeah.
And I felt like I had to write my answer there, but when I started the game, not technically right when I started the game, but I was forced to change my paladin's name due to apparently religious reasons to Seraph. And then when Death Knights came out, I just added a U.S. to the end of it, because USA. And there we go. Seraphis.
That works.
What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Definitely taking down Ragnaros in Vanilla. I was the raid leader. I was the main healer at the time. And I probably told the story on dozens of shows already, but I manually placed. This is when raiding was all about stand in this spot, do DPS, don't move. And I mainly positioned 39 other people. I'm like, this is where you need to stand. The only time you lead the spot is when the Sons of Ragnarok swarm and we all collapse. And then you go back to this spot. So I think setting up 39 people took me about 20 minutes. Eh.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, then the fight took like 8.
Yeah.
Nice. Besides Warcraft, what is your favorite Blizzard title?
Man, right now, the past few days, because I've been stuck in a hotel for this conference, it's been Hearthstone because it's the only thing I've been able to play. So that's my favorite right this moment. But probably when I get home, it'll probably be the Heroes or Diablo. I've been leveling a seasonal character in Diablo. And Heroes is really the first MOBA that I have really, truly enjoyed. So mostly because I get to play the Lich King. So that's a benefit.
Would you ever consider changing your main? Or are you just pretty on?
Because
there's a lot of us talking about the Legion coming out, Demon Hunters, and
like all of our monks in our guild, all have basically said we're going Demon Hunter. Our rogue has said, and I say our rogue because we only have one, mm-hmm. because all of our previous rogues switched from rogue to monk. And now our one rogue who's left says, I'm going Demon Hunter when it comes out. So we're going to have no rogues. We're going to have no monks come the next expansion. And but I have no desire to switch
mm-hmm.
from my Death Knight. I enjoy tanking with them too much. So Blizzard, if you screw them up, I am going to start a crusade on social media. By Odin's beard, I will bring the thunder of Thor upon you, or something. Going with the Norse mythology here.
I'm believing you. I believe it. Right. I feel it here.
Don't screw up Death Knights.
Do you feel like that's it? You're happy? You're gonna stay on your?
I've enjoyed my Death Knight. I enjoy the way they play. I could only ask that they stop putting horns on our helmets. I'm over the whole Viking thing with my Death Knight. Yeah. I mean, even when they gave us like a cool hood with a skull in it, they still put horns on it. It's like really? Now I'm a dead Viking. I'm skeleton Viking. So, yeah, that's the only thing I would change, is I would tell Blizzard, please stop with the horns. We get it. Death Knights are horny.
I don't know if you kind of gave this away a minute ago, but what's your favorite raid boss of all time?
Favorite raid boss is Lich King. He was my favorite when I played Warcraft 3. I really loved the storyline, so taking him down was probably one of my favorites.
That's a pretty popular one. I mean, he's awesome. I didn't actually do that fight when it was current, but I've gone back and done it plenty of times, man. That was a great, great fight.
Yeah, doing it when it was current was a lot of fun, but just because, like, before the MMO came out, playing Warcraft 3, the Frozen Throne expansion, like, I fell in love with that storyline. I really, really dug the Lich King storyline. And like, I constantly kept like, I thought the first expansion was going to be, oh, they're going to do Northrend. Then it came out with like Outland. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
None of our gear matches. This doesn't make any sense. And then finally, they came out with Wrath of the Lich King and Death Knight. So that was the ultimate expansion for me.
Nice. What is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
I do enjoy raiding. Thank you for asking, Hend. That's very nice. But I also, I'm more than just a raider. I do like to make paper zeppelins and annoy the hell out of my guildmates. Hundreds at a time.
That's horrible. You're a horrible person.
You're that guy. Huh?
And to try and pretend that I'm not doing it, I will then kick soccer balls at their face.
Yeah, you're officially that guy.
Look, when you don't come back from break on time, you're getting Zeppelins and a soccer ball to the face.
We had a few times where we took advantage of that. That's the SWAT blaster. And we hooked people up who were AFK for too long, put them on those conveyor belts. And...
Or the acid pool at, what was it, Brackenspore?
Yeah.
That's another good one.
I mean, I do also enjoy teabagging people who are late. That's also yeah. That's also an enjoyable experience.
I try and save that for their dead bodies, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, sometimes they're just kind of sitting there, so you're just kind of like sitting right on their face.
Keeping it real.
Yep. Arabian death masks. You look that up on Urban Dictionary. Like that.
I'm not sure I want to, but
maybe now you're later. Compelled that you're like, hmm.
Awesome. Well, shoot, man. Do you have any other questions there, Daryl?
I do not. Do you?
No. I mean, we actually got into some good Death Knight talk. And
all right. Well,
I got a question for you, Daryl.
Okay.
Daryl, let me. I gotta ask you this. When are you going to push the bacon agenda in Canada and tell them to stop calling ham Canadian bacon?
It's not ham. It's different than it's ham.
Confused.
I wish you weren't such a liar.
I'm not a liar. It's different. If you put ham and Canadian bacon next to each other, they don't taste the same. They're different.
Because
we have ham and we call it ham.
Doing the Marge disapproving.
Seriously.
Well, how about we just hear from a Death Knight instead, then?
This is Matt Molina from Acurus, and you're listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
There we go.
The DK hype.
Yes.
Well, I kind of alluded to this at the beginning, though. Actually, you know what? This format thing throws me off now. But if you do have any questions about this show or any other topics and want to see what we're doing, we're active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Hind_TTD. And my other thought that I was saying was that we had talked about this a little bit towards the beginning of the show, and we had talked about the fact that that we are going to be doing some stuff with BlizzCon, and specifically with the world of podcasts, and we thought what better person to have on than Seraphis to come and talk about it, since he has put a crap ton of hard work into that. So
yeah, so it's a thing, and it's gonna have stuff, and it's gonna be fun.
Stuff and things. Nice.
Yep.
Right. Stuff and things.
Well, I mean, so I'm gonna call you guys out. I need to know what you guys are doing for your segment for World Podcast.
We cannot disclose that at this time.
Well, you're going to have to figure it out pretty damn quick.
Stuff and things.
I will put that on the official cheat sheet for the MCs. No, so as we're joking here, we're doing a World Podcast, which is now in its third year. And someone's going to probably be like, calm before the storm. Hold on, back up a minute. So last year, World of Podcast kind of, I don't want to say spiraled out of control, because it wasn't out of control. It just grew to a multi-headed beast where we did World Podcast in one room. We had a game room. We had, you know, a photo booth room. We had an art room. It was a lot of good, cool stuff that the community was really, really excited about. So one of the things that our sponsors kept bringing up was that they wanted to see us potentially brand this in a way that would attract more than maybe just podcast listeners. So we decided to turn World of Podcasts into a true focal point of the event, but we wanted to rename the entire event, so we renamed it Calm Before the Storm. So this year we have a ton of features. Obviously, World of Podcasts is one of them. You guys are going to have a segment. So this year we're kind of changing up the format of World of Podcasts a little bit, and we're basically letting the different podcasters basically initiate a segment of their own. Basically, they have 15 minutes, and they get to do a segment from their show and kind of present and entertain for a short period of time and trying to make it feel more of like a podcast. So this is like the first year we're trying this out. Last year we did a very much panel style approach.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you guys get there, and I might say you guys, girls, you know, whoever shows up, you know, definitely want to hear your feedback. Definitely want to know, like, did you like this better than last year? Did you enjoy this? Should we do it again? Should we do something else? We've definitely taken a lot of feedback. We've done plenty of surveys to gather feedback of what people want. So we're trying to cater the overall event to the feedback that we received. So so Hend and Rob will be doing a segment of some kind. It will be a Training Dummies thing, and it will be awesome. And they're going to tell me soon after the show is over.
well, actually, here we just hit about 15 minutes of this podcast, so I'm just going to bring it with, and we'll just play this.
You're keeping
no?
It
real. Oh, you had the show. You're just going to play it. Oh, I felt like I was like, am I waiting for a bumper? Is something happening? What's going on?
No. We've recorded about 15 minutes tonight. Well, it just hit 16, but I can cut out the last minute.
So we have for World of Podcasts, there is the early part and there's the end part, and in the middle, Scott Johnson from The Instance is going to be there doing an episode of his show. We're going to have what we call the forum, and the forum is going to be, we're going to be doing panels about different topics. So one topic that is like actually really, really cool that we're doing is we got, we're having local brewers come in and talk about beer brewing.
Dude,
nice.
I know. How cool okay. is that?
I'm hyped.
So we have that going on. We're also going to have some of the fan artists drawing live in another portion of the forum, and we're going to have that being projected up on screen. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the artist stage at BlizzCon. For those of you who've been and watched Blizzard Artist Draw. So we're trying out, like I said, this is kind of like a brand new thing we're going to be showcasing. Forum is also going to have some other things about, like, you know, how to create content, how to create, like, podcasts, start up a website. I believe we got folks from Ask Mr. Robot and also Alex from Blizzard Watch, who is going to be, they're kind of talking about, you know, how to start like your own content site, you know, mm-hmm. and if you want, how to monetize it and things that they've went through and the struggles that they went through. And so that would be pretty good. It doesn't necessarily have to be like Blizzard content, but if you're thinking about starting up a business or a website, you know, that could be a pretty interesting topic to go and listen and ask questions about. Of course, we're going to have the art room back again. That was a huge, huge success. People loved it last year. It was probably one of the most talked about features. And we are bringing it back. It's going to be bigger. And we got much cooler ways of giving away the art this year. And we have what's going to be called the tap room, which is kind of like a meet and greet type room. We're going to have a lot of folks, I believe we're going to have folks who used to raid with Method going to be mm-hmm. showing up. I think Songhammer is supposed to be showing up as well. There's going to be a Elvine. He's going to be showing up. And I believe some other like podcasters and whatnot are going to be showing up, and you can go and talk to them, meet them and take pictures and all that stuff. If that is your liking, and if you want something else, we're going to have a game room this year, where we're actually printing out Hearthstone decks. So you're going to play with hands-on with an actual Hearthstone deck. So we created two decks, very similar to a Tavern Brawl. And instead of you playing on like your iPad or your laptop, we're going to give you the decks to play. And you'll shuffle them and you'll draw cards and play like you would on the computer, but you'll be able to play against somebody. Just like that. There's going to be other stuff going on. There's going to be like some geek trivia. There's going to be Blizzard trivia going on. And we're going to do some pretty fun things in there as well. Man, there is literally so much happening, and I've only touched on like half of it. We have the photo room back again. A lot of people from last year really like taking pictures with a green screen and getting crazy photos. I personally like getting a picture of bacon behind me. That was
surprise.
That, you know, I mean, it's my thing. I like it. And it's framed on my desk. And so that's back, but a lot of people wanted access to those pictures sooner. So one of the troubles that we had last year was we had to take the pictures and then we had to render them. And then after we rendered them, we were able to post them and email them to people. But this year, because of the fantastic support we got on Kickstarter, we were able to hire a third party to come in and do it. And we're going to be able to, I believe we're going to be able to live tweet out the images and tag people who, if you're on Twitter, right then and there. So that'll be pretty cool as well.
This sounds like there's going to be more stuff going on than BlizzCon. Like, honestly, like, I mean, they released that schedule today. I'm looking over it and I'm like, this is awesome, but there's not that much stuff, you know?
Well, I mean, if the BlizzCon store is your thing, we're going to have a vendor room. I know that Jinx is going to be around as well, showing off some of their new designs. And you could actually talk. I believe they're also going to have the awesome lady. She was there last year who designs most of their clothing. Uh-huh. I believe she's going to be back. So you ask questions, give her suggestions on new themed stuff. So they'll be there. We're going to have, we're going to have a little bit of everything, I think, for everybody. And I want to throw out, we also have our Eventbrite going on where you can RSVP to come. You don't need to RSVP. You don't need to at all. There's three options. There's one to just RSVP for free. There's one to RSVP, I think, for $11 and basically gets you three different posters and a poster tube. And that's all it cost, because that's all. So everyone's like, oh, it's a money grab. No, literally, it costs us $2 per poster to print out at that size. And then it costs us $5 to get that tube. And we're giving it away at cost because you can't make a profit because it's Blizzard's property. So we're just basically charging for the cost of printing it. And then plus you get a poster tube. So if you buy posters and whatnot at BlizzCon, you can use that. And then the final one is if you actually want to donate. All the donations right now are going towards potential extra giveaways. And that's the real, one of the, I'd say 90% of the purpose of the Eventbrite is for us to get an idea of headcount so we can make sure that there are enough bartenders to keep everyone liquid. And I kid you not, that is the goal. We want to make sure that we don't have huge lines for alcohol because we all know that waiting in a line for alcohol stinks. You want your beer, you want it now.
Yes.
So I highly encourage people to go and RSVP. Like I said, it's literally a count to basically say, we're expecting this many people, we're probably going to tack on an extra, 20% or so, and that means we're going to need how many bartenders? And that's really the important thing here, guys, is the bartenders. If nothing else, make sure we have enough bartenders for you.
That is important.
Okay, so this is one night. It's Thursday night before the actual event.
It is. You are correct. It is Thursday evening. It is at the Hilton. It's on the fourth floor. We pretty much have rented out the entire fourth floor of the Hilton. And you're like, well, how do I get to the fourth floor? I'm glad you asked that, Rob, you literally walk into the Hilton lobby, and then there are escalators on the left and right-hand side of that bar in the main Hilton lobby. You just take those up a couple flights, and boom, you are there. You are at the party. And there's like a whole common area, so you can get a drink. You can hang out in there. You can go down the hall, go to one of the rooms that we have themed up, ready to go, rock and roll for you guys. Or you could just come in there, get a drink, and give us the finger because – getting a drink at our party will be faster than actually getting a drink at the Hilton bar.
That's amazing.
I believe that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've heard horror stories, but... So the plan is to show up then. Now, there was a Kickstart for this in advance, right?
There was a Kickstarter for this. So those who donated to Kickstarter, I believe it was certain tiers... we'll be able to get in early. I believe 5 o'clock is the time that you can get in. And for everyone else who didn't back to Kickstarter, we start at 6 o'clock.
So okay. What other benefits are? Is it too late to get in on some of the benefits that maybe were pitched with the Kickstarter, or people who wanted to do was there a breakfast or some other sort of things?
Well, it is too late to get involved in some of the things on the Kickstarter. However, we have been able to talk with our printer, who was doing some of the shirts that we were doing for some of the tiers. And the good news is you still can back certain tiers. Mm-hmm. Because we've been able to work out like last minute deals with our printers. I don't think it's going to be going on for much longer. But if you go to d20crit.com and click on the, I believe it's the loot button up there, that will, I believe you can find some stuff. So that will also get you the Trolls Against Humanity cards, which is basically the Cards Against Humanity themed deck.
That's hilarious.
You have to click on shop. If you click on shop on d20crit.com and you scroll down to the bottom of the first page, it looks like we still have the lunch break, which is the food truck. That looks like that is available. It's a pretty hefty price, so I mean, you gotta be pretty big fan. But if you go on the second page, there is what we call the triple T package deal, which means you get three different shirts, and we're also doing the Trolls Against Humanity decks as well. And for those of you who don't know, because it's based on Cards Against Humanity, which Cards Against Humanity is Creative Commons, and based on Apples to Apples, we are also doing this at cost, because you can't profit off of it. For those of you who didn't know that. So, once again, not a money grab.
Okay.
this is simply something fun that we thought was cool, and we wanted to do it. And because of legality issues, we can't make a profit off it, but we're still doing it anyway because it just seemed really cool. And I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. We are also going to be potentially showing off some Blizzard game-themed companion decks to Trolls Against Humanity. So if you fear like, oh, what am I going to do with just this one little deck? Have no fear, because I've been working on Warcraft, a Diablo, and a StarCraft theme.
Oh, shit. Decks.
So we are going to potentially be showing those off at the event and potentially allowing folks to pre-order those as well.
Awesome.
So, and I think we're actually trying to get people to play that in the game room. So...
So it'll be live then, huh?
Yes, and not many people know about this. So, breaking news on the Training Dummies.
Nice.
Wow, I didn't even break this news on my own show. I am really bad at this whole podcasting.
Oh, you're
no way
great at.
So, no, we have a ton of stuff going on, and we're planning on doing a ton of giveaways. Jinx is planning on helping out with some giveaways this year. We're really, really excited, and we're looking at possibly rolling in a charity event as well. Twisted Nether, as many people know, have kind of merged into the D20 network, which we are excited to have, Fimless and Hydra in here. And normally they do the Twisted Nether meetup, but they are pooling their efforts and helping to do stuff with Calm Before the Storm and World of Podcasts this year. And so we really love the fact that they did a charity event, and we're trying to see how we can still tie that in. So stay tuned for more details on that as well, because we like helping kids.
Yeah, that is way cool. I was just going to say there's a lot of cool stuff going on, but I was going to ask what's going to set this one apart from maybe some of the other parties, and it sounds like you're revealing some of the stuff with the card game and some giveaways and a lot of really cool sponsors. And then if you guys can weave in a charity event, I think that would just set this off.
This is literally an event that was very community driven from the very beginning, 3 years ago. It is been community driven for the past 2 years. It's been community funded, and we're basically doing everything that the community has asked us to do based on feedback we received. This is not something that any of us are getting rich off by any means. In fact, we're lucky if we're breaking even, and we're even putting money from our own pockets in to make this happen. And it's just something cool, because it's not some party put on by some corporation. just trying to get more click-throughs on ads. This is just, you know, a whole bunch of people who like playing the same stuff, like geeking out over the same things, getting together and throwing a big-ass party. That's what this is. And we said, what kind of stuff do you like doing at parties? And we're like, let's take pictures with crazy pictures in the background. And let's play Cards Against Humanity, but let's do something cool with that. And let's look at people draw really cool stuff. And let's talk about beer and let's drink and let's listen to podcasts, but let's do it live and let's do it with 1,000 of our closest friends.
Man, it's you could tell some work went into this, and I think maybe doing it over the last couple of years maybe prepared you for the what's going to be the biggest one to date, huh?
Well, I mean, the first year we did it, we had about 450 people total show up, and that included participants in World of Podcast, and we did that over at the Red Line. Then last year we wound up getting a deal over at the Hilton. And, you know, there was like a little like a Blizzard community like mixer that I remember going down briefly, saying hi to a few podcasters, some of the CMs. And then like I was like, I can't stay. I got to get back up there. And by the time like I went down there to just briefly say hello to folks and go back upstairs, like there was a line going all the way over to the escalator. And I believe they actually had to turn the escalator off. Because people were trying to line up on the escalator.
Oh, my gosh.
Jinx actually told us that they estimated 3,500 people showed up last year by their count.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. So we had a lot of logistical issues that we did not plan for, like lines, trying to get people signed in and get their stuff from the Kickstarter and whatnot. So a lot of lessons learned from last year. This year we're basically doing away with all the lines. We're just letting people come in and essentially, if you're a Kickstarter, like we're letting you in early so you can get your stuff. We're breaking news. We're trying to create an app that people can use, and you don't even have to download it. It's a web app, so you can use it, and it'll be used for raffle tickets and whatnot.
Nice. Yeah.
So we're cool. so we're trying to do that. Also, last year we were kind of displaying a lot of people's like stuff, and people wanted to buy their stuff. And we really didn't have a good way to really handle that. So this year we've gotten like those Square card readers, and so we're trying to get better at that and being able to, especially the people who are trying to sell their goods and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get a much better system in place to make sure that we can handle that, because there was actually a lot higher demand than I would have thought. Like the guy who Kranos, who makes those mugs, Steerbucks and everything. Yep. People wanted to buy those things, and we're like, we have no way of doing it. And like I just like started introducing people to him. Like, if you want to buy his stuff, he's right here. You can talk to him. Like, but there was like no way for it to do it then. But we've kind of worked that out, and so if people want to sell stuff, we have a way to do that. We have a way so that way there's not like you have to have cash or. We're not using some weird hokey systems anymore. So we've definitely learned a lot. We are anticipating a lot more folks this year. And maybe this year is the year people say, you know what? We don't like that party. We're not going to it. So it can go either way. But that doesn't stop us from being super excited about all the new things we're adding, all the new rooms we're adding, all the new cool things we have in store, and all the improvements we made over last year. So awesome. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
So what time does World of Podcasts, what time does that start? Like, what time is the first podcasters?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Well, I don't want to say that the first podcasters get on 6, but we are officially kicking off World of Podcasts at 6 o'clock. So we're going to do intros. Okay. I'll be handing it off to the MCs, and then the MCs are going to be kicking it right off, and I believe the first ones up is going to be Hearthcast.
Oh, okay.
So Root and Freckleface will be kicking that off.
Okay. And do you know what time we're on? I'd really like to know. I can't remember.
I think
you guys 10:30? Are on at 6:45 PM
Sweet.
Pacific.
6:45.
So it's literally Hearthcast, Lords of the Storm and Stormcast are second, and then you guys.
Okay.
Oh, Lords of the Storm are going to be there too. That's great, man. I love those guys.
So we got 15 minutes, you say?
You have 15 minutes. Because at 7 o'clock, Shattered Soulstone steps on.
15 minutes.
And then after Shattered Soulstone, we're going to have Torn Think Tank. And then after Torn Think Tank, we have Azeroth Roundtable. And then we're going to have the Incense do their show. And then Pawncast will be coming on. And then we're going to have Golden Wisps and Well Met. And then Frozen Nerds. Then Dark Moon Herald. Then Overcast. And then I will be coming on with the guys from Stopcast at 10:30 to round it up. And then we'll be moving into our wrap-up and final giveaways. So I believe I just revealed the pseudo-schedule without it being posted up on the site yet.
I think you did.
More breaking news. And right now, Will is probably tearing out what's left of his hair.
Nice.
That's
oh, well.
Sorry, Will.
Sorry, not sorry.
Good stuff.
Right?
That's perfect.
Well, actually, no. I think he does have the schedule. Yep, he does have. Never mind, the schedule is up.
Oh, okay. There we go. There we go.
So, I didn't do anything crazy. There we go. I don't feel as bad now.
Do you feel like there's anything else that anybody needs to know about this event?
I mean, this is probably going to be some of the most fun you have at the show. So, like, one thing I can tell folks is don't sit in your hotel room. Go out. Hang out with people. This party is free. There's literally no cost. So even if you didn't back the Kickstarter or if you didn't do any pay for the posters on Eventbrite, it doesn't matter at all. You know, go. Check out what we got going on. You know, there's something for everybody. Like, literally, we're going to have something for everybody. If you like to play games with your friends, we're going to have a game room. If you like looking at fan art, we're going to have that. If you want to talk to Jinx and talk to them about, like, their products and give them suggestions, they're going to be there. They actually really love talking with the fans. Like, last year, they talked with so many people, and they got so many ideas about stuff. And I'm pretty sure some of the ideas for their new shirts and their new stuff they've come out with are because of people's comments and suggestions at our party. And so many people had fun just taking pictures with their friends in front of the photo booth. And if you're like a huge fan of like of some of the streamers and or personalities or podcasters, you know, we're going to have a chance for you to do some meet and greets with them. Or if you just want to sit back and relax and listen to a podcast in person, we have World of Podcasts. And if you want to learn about like other stuff like, you know, websites and how to brew beer and God, we just have so much going on that it's. There's literally something for everybody at this event. And even if you just want a place to get away and hang out with your friend, like I said, we have like the entire fourth floor. The entire fourth floor of the Hilton. You got to remember, the entire fourth floor of the Hilton is bigger than the Hilton lobby. And the Hilton lobby usually has thousands of people hanging out there, all cramped, not able to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's literally in your best interest to probably come hang out where we are.
It's a good thing that we're on the ticket because it sounds like it's going to be pretty packed.
But it's pretty packed, but we got more space. So, I mean, it makes everyone happier.
That's true.
Awesome, yeah,
so
man.
So there's more space for you to spread out, you know, scratch balls, whatever.
Take a nap.
Whatever you got to do. Take a nap up there, you know.
Oh, man.
I mean, you probably don't even need to go up to the bar and buy two drinks at once, like other bars, because you're afraid of how long you're going to have to be in line. You could get up, I think the most I waited in line last year to get a drink was 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think most I had was one person ahead of me in line at any one time when I went for a drink, so.
And you know why we had enough bartenders? Because people signed up for the Eventbrite. And we had a better idea of how many people were going to be there, and we planned accordingly. I mean, we literally added another bartender at the last minute because we're like, we're going to need another bartender because we don't want people waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
I mean, that was one of my must-haves. So at the end of every event, we're like, what can we do better next year? And I'm like, less line time for getting alcohol. That's my number one requirement.
That makes sense.
I got priorities. What can I say?
Well, that's freaking awesome. Is there any other thing, like any last parting, like this is what makes the, I mean, you describing the whole thing being community driven really sounds like you've put some thought behind it and trying to do what people actually want. But is there any one thing like this is why you should go to this instead of the other parties or?
Well, I'm not going to tell you not to go to the other parties, but there's going to be so much stuff for us to do. And the thing is, this isn't about us kind of getting up there and basically saying, look how great we are for being part of this. So you're not going to see Rob and Hen get up on World Podcast stage and like, we're so much better than everyone because we're up here doing our say. No, this is a chance for people who produce content in the community to really just mingle with fans. So if people listen to your show and download, like this is a real chance for you to really get to know those people. It's not like something where like you have to wait in a line to just shake someone's hand and then you gotta move on. Like that's not what our party's about. We want our party to just be accessible. We know that everyone has different tastes. So whether your podcast has 100 listeners or 100,000 listeners, you know, obviously there are people who enjoy what you make and they want to meet these podcasters. And that's what this is all about, is being able to come out, meet the content creators, meet the podcasters, meet the streamers. Everyone's accessible. It's not like someone's behind like a glass wall and you could just like stare at them like, ooh, it's a museum.
I feel like this is like if Twitter were happening in real life. That's kind of what
it kind of is, but the whole idea is that even if people don't talk back to you on Twitter, they will most likely talk back to you here.
Well, I'll talk back to you.
Yeah, they will talk back. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Yeah, ask my wife. I'll talk back to you.
Just thought of another thing. If you're really into cosplay, we are going to have a whole bunch of the past BlizzCon cosplayer winners.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
cool. But the winners talk about how to get into cosplay, how they got into it, how you can get into it, etc. So, I mean, we literally have something for everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, man.
So we are definitely really, really excited. I'm excited right now. My pants are tight.
You're so excited. And you just can't hide it.
If I stand up, I definitely cannot hide it. So I'm not going to stand up.
So
all right then,
pre-BlizzCon.
Now Darryl's like, damn it, these damn Americans.
Yep, it happened.
Okay. Yeah. So, excuse me. I'm trying to look here to see if there's anything else that I missed. We are also going to have people who actually develop code, actually people who write code for a living, talking about how to develop software. So giving you an insight maybe into why Blizzard can and can't do things. We're also going to have that. We're kind of excited about that as well.
Awesome.
Lots of good stuff. Yes. I am really excited about the beer talk, though.
I am, as you know, I've moved to Austin, Texas recently, and there's a whole heck of a lot of that going on out here, and it's a pretty good scene. So I'm pretty excited to be in on that discussion.
And I'm gonna have I'll let you guys know that your time at World of Podcast does not overlap with talking about beer. So okay. You will be able to finish up your segment and get over to the forum to be able to talk about that.
All right. You had me scared for a minute, but all right.
So no worries for you guys.
All right. Sounds good. Do you have any last thing to add? Last chance.
No, man. That was well, for me, no. But
I mean, if you don't come to Conference Around World Podcast and have a good time, I am going to find you, and I'm going to give you a wet willy.
Well, you're going to threaten me with a good time.
Well, I'm not really going to threaten you. I'm just threatening anyone else. I mean, if you were physically in Anaheim, you better be there. You better be there, and you better have fun. And if you were there, Bear Comp and say hello. Because last year, I missed out on saying hello because I got stuck in the back room because of a logistical problem, which we are also correcting this year. So I'm going to be bouncing around the room. So if you see me, please stop. Say hello. I love meeting new people. In fact, that's meeting new people is pretty much how D20 Catalyst really grew, is meeting people in person and talking with folks and saying, hey, let's do something really cool. And so, yes. So please stop me. Say hello. And I will throw this out. If there's anyone listening who's going to be there who maybe wants to volunteer, shoot me an email at dave@d20crit.com. We're still potentially looking at some additional volunteers to help out with some of the rooms. So if you are interested, please let me know.
Awesome.
All right. Well, if you have any questions about this or future topics, please feel free to send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com or leave us a voicemail at thetrainingdummies.com. Hey, don't matter that you're out of town. He's got some shit else to send over. So let's turn it all around and scoot in a little bit closer. I just want to use and love tonight. Oh, I don't want to lose and love tonight. All right, and love this evening. As always, to our guildies, Had One Job on the Deathwing server, and our raid team, Team Crabdick. Last week, myself and Rob and a couple other people were out, so we officially canceled raid, but I hear a good chunk of them still got together and went through and did an alt run that went very well, so that was awesome. Great job, guys. I also need to send some hand love to our network at Catalyst, D20 Crit, and of course to Seraphis for coming on the show this evening and talking all about Con Before the Storm. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. And my crazy setup here in this hotel room.
It's freaking awesome. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Daryl and Surface. Thanks for doing this tonight. And I know we had some technical difficulties last week. And we kind of, just a few minutes before the show tonight, we got our end of it nailed down at least. And then Seraphis was MacGyver enough to get his stuff working too. So thank you guys. Thanks everybody on Twitter who's been kind of encouraging and supporting a little bit. I've been on a pretty strict
diet.
I hate the word diet, but yeah, that's basically what it is. It's been more like the most strict thing that you could ever think of. It's exponentially more strict than that, and you will hate yourself by the time you're done with it. But I feel like it's a necessary evil because I don't want to look like a trash bag full of cottage cheese at BlizzCon, and I don't think anybody else wants that either. So
if you are a trash bag filled with cottage cheese, we still love you.
Yeah, or a trash bag filled with bacon. I think that may at least
I would love you, and then I'd eat you. And then you'd be dead.
Well, there's good and bad in that situation, but Seraphis, how about you? Do you got any shout-outs?
First off, I'm just going to say to my guildies who put up with my drunk ass as I'm tanking and all my paper zeppelins. And that is Phalanx the Nod on the Dalaran server. By the way, we're looking for ranged DPS. So if you're Alliance,
everyone.
You need a raid team. Like, I don't know what happened to hunters, but anyway, we need hunters. We need ranged DPS.
It's when are people playing so much melee that you can't find ranged, man?
I don't know. Like, we have healers, we have tanks, but we could really use the ranged DPS. And I just wanted to thank to you guys and to everyone else participating in Common Force Storm World of Podcasts, people who are volunteering and who have supported us through this year's Kickstarter and Eventbrite. And everyone who's kind of promoted us on Twitter, we appreciate it. It has been absolutely amazing. And every time we ever think, like, man, this is just a lot of work, why are we doing this? The community just kind of says, well, here's why. And so thank you all. It means a lot.
All right. Well,
what?
What's that? Oh, you're blue.
What's yeah, that? I'm blue.
What's going on?
Matt, I've been blue since we started this. Like, seriously.
Show notes? What?
All right, before we wrap up this episode, Seraphis, can you let us know where to reach you if we have any other questions or want to give you a reach around?
Wow, you really
get right to the point, huh?
You know, I just kind of like snuck some words in there. You told me to fill out whatever I wanted in the show notes, and I did. I didn't expect you to read everything. you can reach me on Twitter at Seraphis, or you can simply email me at dave@d20crypt.com. And a shameless plug, because I know this is going to be, well, hopefully the show will be out before the Sundering happens, but the Sundering this coming week, episode 249, will be on Monday, October 19th at 8:30 p.m. live, and we are welcoming back a guest, Michelle Morrow. So we're going to be doing a live interview with Michelle. So come hang out, and if you have questions, let us know.
Awesome, man. I'll be there. I guess that wraps up. Can I just put everything?
It's a wrap-isode.
Make it up words.
Episodes 108 of The Training Dummies. You'll find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, or thetrainingdummies.com. So until next time,
it's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.